Hi and welcome. I'm Lisa Thomas. This is a recording from one of our live healing meditations. Within this healing meditation, you will experience a releasing of inherited patterns and emotional energy blocks, which will allow you to begin to feel a sense of freedom from the past, the ability to live life in the present moment, and an increase of inner peace and confidence knowing your future holds wonderful opportunities. Welcome, welcome, my friends, to our second healing meditation in the series on success. Today, we'll be clearing your personal blocks to success. I'm grateful you are here with me. Success is different for everyone. Success is taking a boring life to a great life. It's taking a great life to an exceptional life. And you can experience success in all areas of life. These blocks represent the actions we take and the actions we do not take in our life. These blocks stop our success from growing. They block our hard work from coming to fruition in a financial increase, despite all of our efforts. So where are you trying to achieve success and just can't seem to materialize it? Where are you stuck? Allow these answers to come to your mind, and your subconscious will release around these areas during our time together. Today's healing meditation is divided into three parts. In part one, I will take you through a grounding exercise that will help you balance your body's energy system and will prepare you to receive the full benefit of this healing meditation. In part two, I will guide you through a powerful visualization that will empower your subconscious to release your personal blocks to success. In part three, I will walk you through a process to release patterns of holding on to the past. I will be asking your subconscious mind questions. Consciously, some of these questions will not be applicable to your life, but your subconscious will release what I find to allow you to experience an increase of success in your life. My suggestion is for parts one and two, you stay present and alert. In part three, you can go into a more relaxed state and even fall asleep. Accessing 100% spirit, accessing 100% soul, connecting to the subconscious mind on all levels, past, present, and future. If you are in agreement with allowing me to connect and release, say yes. Beautiful. Either sitting with your feet on the ground or laying down, you now feel supported. Take a deep breath in, filling your lungs to capacity. Hold and release. With your eyes closed, look up above you, the space 300 feet above you. This is your higher self space. This is source energy. Reaching up with your right arm straight above your head, open and close your hand. Now, as you pull your right arm back down to your side, imagine you are pulling heaven's gold energy, like a fresh, shimmery mist coming down through the top of your head. It awakens the soul. As spirit touches spirit, imagine the shimmery mist of heaven's energy coming into your physical eyes, into your sinuses, down through your throat, and filling your lungs. As you breathe in deeply, As you exhale, release all of the day's burden energy. There you go. As you take your next breath in, imagine breathing into your heart space, the feeling of love, calmness, peace, and release. Continuing to bring shimmering gold energy down into your small intestines, into your large, feeling heaven's energy into your entire belly. Now, allow it to travel down your legs, into the bottom of your feet. As you imagine and feel your physical body becoming strong like a tree, feel your feet in the dirt and imagine strong roots, just like a tree, extending deep, deeper into Mother Earth's nourishing energy. Either in your mind's eye or bending at the waist, reaching down with your hands, open and close them. Imagine now, as you begin to sit up, that you are pulling in and up Mother Earth's life nourishing energy into the bottom of your feet. Continuing to bring this life force up into your body like a warm blanket. And as you do so, Earth's energy is now combining with Heaven's energy, establishing balance, and prepared your body for healing. Bringing combined healing energy back up through your legs, into your hips. Bring your attention back to your breath as you breathe deeply into your belly, extending your belly with the breath and holding. Release. Letting go of all tension and all anxiety that has accumulated during the day. Bringing healing energy up into your heart space, into your lungs, up into your throat. Through your sinuses and into your eyes. Continuing up into your brain, connecting the conscious and the subconscious mind, allowing any unconscious personal blocks to success to release. Continuing straight up through the top of your head, into your higher self portal space, and continuing with your eyes closed, you are desiring deep within you to allow your body to relax even more, deeply, more relaxed. The sounds around you will only allow you to go deeper relaxed as you hear the sound of my voice. I'm going to count from 3 to 1, and with each number, you will become more deeply relaxed. At the count of 1, you will be standing in a grove of beautiful aspen trees. 3, you are becoming more deeply relaxed. 2, that's right. As I told you, any sounds around you and the sound of my voice will help you relax much, much more. 1. Pause. And notice. the beautiful glistening snow lining the tops of the otherwise bare branches of the tall aspen trees. Although you are standing in the middle of a grove of trees on a snow-covered earth, you are feeling very warm in your hooded cloak. It covers your head, extending all the way down your body, ending at the top of your feet, which are wearing warm snowshoes for easy gliding along the surface of the snow. The aspen trees are in the middle of a winter season. The winter represents going within, reflection, and preparation. It is not lost on you that your life is similar to an aspen tree. These trees are enduring and live a long life, as will you. Their root systems represent ancestors. Some roots have been dated back 80,000 years. New life always comes from their roots. You also have a strong root lineage. Even after a natural disaster of a forest fire, the roots of an aspen remain unharmed, and they will always sprout back new life. There may be times in life where you feel unsafe, stuck, or even buried. Just like the root system of these aspen trees, no matter how long they seem to have been dormant, there is always new life ready to grow, given just the right amount of sunlight. No matter your age, it is never too late to experience success and new growth. Like the roots of the aspen tree, you will not stay blocked from success. During this winter time, your roots continue to grow. You are doing internal work, spreading your roots in your life as a support system for growth. You have been laying a foundation for great growth and success. Just like the aspen tree roots, you are fully connected and supported to what you need. In the winter, there is a stillness, a quietness, that is often felt as a lack of movement or even being blocked from new life. You notice a path directly in front of you, lined on both sides and all around with tall, barren aspen trees. This is a winter-covered forest. It's a magical place to be. Connect with the magic as you glide effortlessly on top of the snow towards a small mountain cabin within a short distance ahead of you. As you push the front door open, you walk into a one-room cabin with a big warm fire blazing in the old stone fireplace. You notice your favorite overstuffed velvet purple armchair waiting for you. As you sink into your chair, feeling comfortable and warm, you realize you must wait the winter out and prepare for spring. We will do that now. As we release together blocks to your success, this is what winter is for. This release will allow spring to flourish with new growth and success to materialize. What needs to be released? To stop the pattern of blocking success by always being too busy and not making time for customer appreciation activities that are needed for business success. It's challenged. And this is really a challenge for you to balance everything you need and want to do. And adding customer appreciation on top of it just adds to the challenge. So I'm going to be releasing around certain time periods in life in the past and the present. And I feel that this challenged energy around 15. So depending where you are in the 15th year, I'll release it from the year prior and after. So releasing challenged from ages 14, 15, and 16 years of age. Releasing challenged from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing challenged during high school. Challenged interacting with peers. And now challenged in interacting with your customers. Challenged in balancing life. Releasing the fear of rejection even after giving customer appreciation. Releasing resistance to success because of the fear of rejection. It's interesting how a word can become trapped, and then the discovery and all the different angles it presents itself is fascinating. Releasing challenged as a block to your customer appreciation. Releasing the false belief that there is never enough time to write a thank you note, send a text, or make a phone call. That isn't the reason you're not doing it, by the way. It's not the time. That's your story. So destroying the belief that you are challenged for time. The real reason is because of the fear that if you do everything, including customer appreciation, and they don't buy more, then it's a reflection on you personally. That doesn't feel so good, I understand. But this way, the way it is right now, you're giving yourself a reason as to why business isn't successful. And you're making it, you know, your personal responsibility in the negative form. Do you see the pattern? Releasing the pattern of holding yourself back because of the fear of being rejected. Releasing the block of success as challenged energy from the past, present, and future. Releasing this challenged energy out of every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian across all life, across all dimensions. Releasing challenged in customer appreciation. Releasing challenged because of the fear of rejection. Releasing challenged that is blocking your success. Replacing this with empowerment to embrace success. Replacing this to see success with clarity for what it is. Replacing this with self-trust and to allow ease and disciplined time to do customer appreciation. You are worthy of success. Success will last, and there is always time to do everything you need to do. Say this, I have more than enough time to accomplish everything I need and want to do. I'll say it again. I have more than enough time to accomplish everything I need and want to do. Very good. What needs to be released to stop the pattern of getting ready to get ready and never stepping into your power? It's skeptical, and this is skeptical of yourself, your abilities. So that's why you're always preparing, as in getting ready to get ready to do something. So releasing skeptical from age 18, releasing skeptical from ages 17, 18, and 19 years of age, releasing skeptical as being non-trusting in yourself, non-trusting of your future, non-trusting where you want to be, non-trusting of your decisions, releasing skeptical and non-trusting of your abilities to perform and the feeling of not believing you can handle the pressure. Releasing the block to your success because of being skeptical and hesitant to step into your power. Actually, you're not really sure what your power is. So releasing skepticism to blocking your clarity, blocking your success. Also releasing the fear that something too good is too good to be true. So releasing the fear that success is too good to be true, the fear of being let down, and the feeling of never trusting all is in order in your behalf. Releasing skeptical from the conscious and the subconscious mind. Releasing it from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing it from the past, presently in your life, where it is blocking your success and movement to step into your power. And releasing skeptical on all levels and dimensions across all lifetime. Replacing this with trust. Lots of trust in yourself, trust in your ability, an increase of self-worth, self-acceptance, open-mindedness, and fearlessness to step into your power. Say this: I am safe to step out of my comfort zone. I trust in myself and my abilities. What needs to be released to clear the false belief that you must accomplish all or nothing when it comes to accomplishing personal goals with healthy parameters that will support you in achieving success as an actor, in business, and in everything you do in life. Oh, I'm smiling. It's a feeling of being combative. And this is an internal attitude that you have with yourself. Yeah. Releasing combative from age 17. So maybe it's like you're just even combative in being an adult in some sense. So releasing combative from ages 16, 17, and 18 years of age, combative with parents, with yourself, releasing combative in your belief system. There we go. Releasing the false belief that it's all or nothing. Releasing combative in accomplishing your personal goal of being successful as an actor, successful in business, and the success block of combative in setting healthy parameters because of the false belief that it's all or nothing. Releasing the combativeness between all or nothing. Releasing the false belief that there's no middle ground. There is with goals. Releasing combative from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing the pattern of having an internal dialogue of being quarrelsome with yourself, your ideas, and your goals. That's interesting. Releasing the pattern of being belligerent towards yourself. This is the negative self-chatter that I'm picking up on. Releasing belligerent as a success block, rebellion against success. Releasing this on all levels and dimensions from every cell, organ, tissue, gland. There we go, it's shifting. Releasing combative around success, quarrelsome, and the negative chatter that's blocking your success in life. Replacing this with easy, motivating self-communication. Trust that success is to be experienced in this life. Trust that success is to be experienced in this lifetime for you. Replacing this to be decisive. Decisive in the little decisions in your life. Decisive to get up and go. Connecting to your aspirations of old, aspirations presently, and the drive to make it happen. You are unattached to the past. You are stepping into your successful future. It is your time. It is your time to experience success. more success. Say this: I am no longer addicted to internal combativeness. Just smile as you say that. That is incredible. All right. Because of lack of confidence, and the lack of confidence that's blocking your success, actually, what needs to be released to clear the lack of self-belief to allow confidence in yourself and your abilities? It's insecure. And I feel this is more about being insecure and hanging with the big successful people. The successful. Oh, you're fine where you are, but going bigger is uncomfortable. It does bring out the insecurity within you. So releasing insecure from age 9. Releasing insecurity from ages 8, 9, and 10 years of age. Releasing the pattern of lacking confidence where it's time to play bigger. Releasing the lack of confidence with additional success. Releasing the lack of belief in yourself and disbelief from your childhood until adulthood in your own success. Releasing insecurity where you do not feel safe being successful. Releasing the fear of being judged negatively for your success or being rejected while experiencing success. Releasing insecure because of the deep fear of the unknown within you. A feeling of insecurity that arises and blocks and causes you to second guess your ability to achieve success. Releasing insecurity from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing insecure from the past, the present, and the future across all levels and dimensions, and destroying the belief that it's too late for success. Let that be, let it go. Replacing this with confidence in yourself, confidence in your gifts and talents, confidence that success is yours. It is waiting, it is here, and it is available for you. It is your divine right to experience and maintain an increase of success in your business and personal life. Say this: I believe in myself. I am ready to embrace success. And you are. What is blocking your success in getting 5 or 6 paying clients on a regular basis? It's powerless, and powerless shows up, I feel, in different ways. As a child, it possibly presented itself, you know, differently than it does now. So releasing powerless, I feel, from age 5. So releasing this from ages 4, 5, and 6. Releasing powerless around siblings, family dynamics, school. Releasing powerless, present tense, where you feel powerless in getting 5 or 6 clients on a regular basis. Releasing powerless where you feel unable, beyond your control, to reach and have a steady flow of clients. It's a feeling of being so close many times and not understanding or having the power to change it for the better. Well, that's changing, isn't it? Releasing powerless from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian, wherever in the past you have felt like a doormat in your work, career, relationships, and life. Releasing the feeling of not having control. Releasing old patterns of subconsciously giving your power away to the unexpected, unconsciously giving your power away to others. Releasing the feeling of having no control. That's a nice shift I'm feeling. Lastly, releasing powerless specifically from your stomach area, from your gut. We need that gut brain to be strong. So releasing this powerless feeling, possibly anxiety I'm sensing. Let's clear some anxiety in your stomach around what success looks like, the anxiety of sustaining success, the anxiety of consistently bringing in 5-6 clients on a regular basis. There we go. Replacing this to be strong, to trust your intuition and your abilities to naturally bring in 5 and 6 paying clients into your business. You are amazing at what you do. You attract wonderful clients that see your wonderful results and refer you to their wonderful friends and wonderful colleagues. It is in your divine right, it is in divine timing that you easily attract these 5 to 6 clients and have the success that it is in your divine right. Say this: I have a wonderful business with a constant flow of wonderful clients that give me wonderful pay. And they will. What needs to be released to clear past family hurts and sibling judgments to allow success to be experienced as family harmony? It's victim. Now, I know that's kind of a heavy word, and I'm feeling this as being victim to other people's moods, opinions, and judgments. And victim, you know, it holds us back in life. So releasing the feeling of being subjected, victim to others' mood swings, victim to others' opinions and judgments, releasing victim from age 11. So releasing victim from ages 10, 11, and 12 years of age, releasing any conscious or subconscious block as being victim, as in life isn't fair, releasing family drama of seeing the negative side, releasing the pattern of living in blame, and releasing any unconscious pattern of being unaccountable for your actions. Unaccountable is from the lineage I'm picking up, by the way. So releasing patterns of not taking responsibility from you, your lineage, on both sides of the veil. Yeah, from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body. Releasing victim as a block to interpersonal success with the family, in parenting, in business, in all areas of life. Because on a side note, victim is showing up a lot for people in business. So for the business and entrepreneurs, releasing victim to being unsuccessful, victim to slow money flow, victim to blocked success in your business, past, present, and future. Releasing the false belief that you cannot be successful in all quadrants of your life, because you can. You can be a successful parent, a successful in family, successful in business, successful in relationships is in your divine right. So replacing this with the power to move forward, power to remain unattached to family drama, personal drama, the power to step out of your comfort zone, the power to have inner peace and family harmony. Fearlessness to be successful in family, business, and spiritual life. So say this: I manifest happiness within beautiful, loving relationships. And you will. What needs to be released to clear the fear of being financially successful and having abundance in your life? It's concerned. Think of concerned as worried energy, overly worried, rightfully so. Oftentimes money, it comes down to the wire to pay bills. So that's a concern. I understand. Releasing concerned, though, about financial things and this the concern that's blocking your financial success actually trapped around age 15. So releasing concerned about money, concerned about finances, concerned about how you appear to others, releasing concerned from ages 14, 15, and 16 years of age, releasing the pattern of comparing yourself to others, what they have and what they don't have. This pattern is causing confusion within you. If you have more than others, then why do you need more? If you don't have as much of others, then you feel like you're missing something. Do you see the confusion? So either way, it's causing you to be concerned, and it's causing a dichotomy within you of not feeling secure. And that's what I care about. So releasing the dichotomy and of having more and the dichotomy of having not enough, releasing this concerned energy that is blocking the attraction of more success. It doesn't know what you want. You see, releasing the success block of concerned energy, where in the past you have been deeply troubled, worried, and self-involved in the success of business, finances, and the foundation of the company. There's nothing wrong with this. It's just out of balance. And the concerned, worried, troubled energy is a block to having a financially abundant, sustainable life. It's not gone. There's more. Releasing the concern of losing it all. The concern of not having it long term. Releasing the fear of losing what you do have. Releasing the fear of losing it all. Releasing the fear of having it taken away. Releasing the pattern of second guessing sustainable success. There we go. Releasing the fear of success not lasting. So you've got, again, this dichotomy. Most people, okay, it's common to fear either success or failure. And we have a little bit of both going on here. So releasing the fear of failure, and because you've experienced not having enough, so you don't want to go back there. I get it. Releasing the fear of success, because it might not last. All right. Releasing the fear of judgment of others also because of your success. There we go. Replacing this to accept success as a lasting part of your life. Replacing this to feel fearless, trusting, and supported in your success. You are worthy to have more. You are worthy to be more successful than your peers. You are worthy to be more successful than family. You are worthy to be more successful than others. Replacing this to be thicker skinned against the opinions and judgments of others. Replacing this to feel calm, centered, balanced, and confident in knowing that all is in order for your highest good. Say this: I now release the need to worry. I am embracing success and financial abundance because I trust all is in divine order. And it is. What needs to be released to clear the fear of having success and then the fear of failing after? I think we have a little bit of a theme going on here. I picked up on it and now I'm stating it. So let me start over. What needs to be released to clear the fear of having success and then the fear of failing after? The fear of what happens after success that's blocking success from ever even beginning to happen. It's condemned. And I'm picking this up. It's a complicated feeling. So there's lots going on here. Releasing condemned from age 8. Releasing condemned from ages 7, 8, and 9 years of age. Interesting. Let me just share how I'm feeling this because I'm not positive you're aware of it. You are afraid on some level that if you are successful, your priorities will be out of balance. All right. continuing, releasing condemned and the false belief that it is unrighteous to be wealthy, releasing the fear of being judged by others, and even the fear of judgment day for not having the right focus in your life. Releasing the fear of being condemned for being successful, releasing self-condemnation, releasing the block of self-denouncing your success because of either a conscious and definitely a subconscious belief that you will be found evil in the end. Okay, let's keep going. Releasing condemned from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing the block to success because of the fear of it not lasting. Releasing fear. Releasing self-blame. Releasing the fear of being criticized. Releasing the fear of judgment day. Releasing the fear of losing success as a block to the present success from happening more. Releasing this condemned energy where it is holding you back in your life. Releasing condemned because of whatever's happened in the past, wherever you feel stuck presently. Releasing condemned as stuck energy where it's blocking you from moving and releasing. There we go. Releasing the resonance of condemned where it's still ringing like the bell in a college bell tower. Releasing the resonance of condemned to bad things happening, condemned to poverty, condemned to mediocrity. Yeah, that's not working, is it? Releasing condemned from all the past, present, and future. There we go. It shifted beautifully. Replacing this with love. Love from the universe. Love from God. Love from your guardian angels. Love from within. You are loved. You are accepted. You are worthy of success, continued success. You can be spiritual, successful, financially successful, and successful in having a balanced life. I promise you can. Releasing the false belief that you must pick one or the other. Replacing this to allow success in all quadrants of your life. That's the key, to allow. Say this: I am allowing lasting success and lasting balance in all areas of my life. What needs to be released to stop the pattern of sabotaging your success by being distracted by too many possibilities, confusion, and a lack of focus on one thing? It's a feeling of being overwhelmed. Now, you also felt overwhelmed around the age of 12. So releasing overwhelmed with life from the age of 12, from the ages of 11, 12, and 13 years of age. Overwhelmed in junior high, makes sense. Overwhelmed going into high school. Overwhelmed with what's going on in your life as a pattern right now, showing up as distraction from success. Releasing overwhelm as a block to your success. Releasing overwhelmed in business life. Overwhelmed in personal life. Overwhelmed by responsibilities. Overwhelmed by clients. Overwhelmed from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing overwhelmed in mind, body, emotion. Releasing the pattern of hiding behind overwhelm because of the fear of getting it wrong, the fear of choosing, the fear of making a mistake. Releasing overwhelm. Releasing the overwhelm of choosing the wrong path, the wrong career. It's something like that. Releasing the current feeling of experiencing extreme stress physically and emotionally. releasing the feeling of being overpowered with superior force from others, releasing the feeling of being excessively burdened in life, and the pattern of being distracted by too many possibilities, and the overwhelm that causes a confusion and lack of focus. Releasing the pattern of sabotaging your success because living in overwhelm. Overwhelm is no longer your identity. Releasing the addiction to overwhelm from the past, present, and future. Replacing this with balance, focus, and the ability to trust your intuition, trust yourself. Replacing this to feel inspired, motivated, and to include self-discipline in your day-to-day activity to allow success into your life. Replacing this to be loyal to yourself, open to new opportunities, and to feel supported. Replacing this to be dependable with yourself and to feel valued, appreciated, and worthy of financial success. Say this: I am fully supported in my business and personal life. And you are. Due to the lack of schedule and action blocking your success, what needs to be released to stop the pattern of retreating back to the familiar and not taking action to step out of your comfort zone? It's avoiding. You're all in avoiding success is what's happening. You consciously believe you want it, but you're avoiding success is the bottom line. I know it doesn't make sense because consciously you want this, and yet you know exactly what I mean on some level. And avoiding is applicable. So releasing the pattern of avoiding success, avoiding what you love to do, and the pattern of holding yourself back by retreating into old, negative, familiar lifestyle. Releasing the success block of not taking action because you are avoiding stepping out of your comfort zone. Releasing avoiding from age 22. Releasing avoiding from ages 21, 22, and 23 years of age. Releasing avoiding as a pattern of playing safe. Avoiding from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing avoiding as dread energy. Dread in being successful. Dread in stepping into a new paradigm. The dread of the unknown. Releasing the fear that it's going to be too difficult to be successful. Releasing the fear of success. Releasing the fear of changing your schedule. Releasing the pattern of avoiding changing your schedule. Releasing the pattern of avoiding self-growth and positive change. Releasing the false belief that you are not worthy of positive change. Releasing the pattern of procrastinating your life away. Releasing procrastinating success because of avoiding lasting positive change. Releasing the fear of transformation. Releasing the fear of not fitting in with those in the past. Releasing the fear of transformation. What's interesting is that I feel you have already made a lot of positive change in your life, but going to the next level is really uncomfortable. So releasing the uncomfortableness of stepping out of your comfort zone. Releasing any conscious and all unconscious patterns of avoiding because of being in self-denial of who you really are and what you're really made of. Replacing this with bravery. You are brave. You are empowered to allow more success and positive change into your life. You are fearless and embrace all of your gifts and talents. you are true to yourself and you take downtime to recover. You are healthy, strong, and vibrant, and embrace all that success has to offer. You love transformation, and you love all the wonderful, positive, successful people that you are meeting. You are successful now and always. Say this: I am no longer avoiding success. I am embracing success as my birthright. Beautiful. It can be difficult to articulate the worth of your business. So what needs to be released to clear the block? The struggle of asking for money, and to stop the pattern of second-guessing yourself because of a belief of low self-worth around success. The word is cautious, and it's the pattern of being overly cautious. Releasing cautiousness as a child, the need to be good, the need to be right, the need to be careful, the need to not disturb, right? The need to not ruffle feathers. So releasing cautious as not to offend others when asking for their business and for their money. Releasing cautious from age 6, releasing it from ages 5, 6, and 7 years of age. Releasing low self-worth that keeps you feeling cautious in achieving business success. Releasing cautious from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, meridian. Releasing the pattern of being too careful. Releasing the pattern of lacking trust in yourself when asking for payment. Releasing cautiousness from your throat, where it's blocking you from speaking your truth. Releasing being overly mindful of your actions on others. That means you are overly concerned that you are either going to be rejected, and releasing any pattern of being judgmental towards yourself and towards others. It's a business block to your success. Releasing cautiousness in finding the words to close a sale. Releasing cautious to articulate the worth of your business. Releasing the pattern of second-guessing yourself. Releasing low self-worth around business success, interpersonal relationships, and the false belief that you do not have what it takes, because you do. Releasing the attachments to someone's no. You see, it might just not be their day, and it has no reflection on you. Releasing the negative attachments to the word no. Releasing the negative attachments to the phrase maybe later. To the phrase I'll get back to you. You are no longer attached to the opinions and negative judgments of others. You are no longer overly aware of what you believe someone else is thinking or what is right with them, for them. Releasing the false belief that you must intuit if it's right for them or not. You don't need to do that. Releasing the pattern of lacking trust in yourself, and trust the others need what you have to offer. So replacing this to trust that your business is what everyone needs, because it is. Replacing this with an increase of self-worth. This is your self-worth, the divinity within you, your soul, commanding it to expand, that the confidence that lies within might manifest, and that you might trust your ability in your work, in your personal life, that you might trust your ability to close a sale because of the ability your business has to help others. You are living in your magnificence, and it is only growing. You are financially abundant, and you are business savvy. It is easy for you to convert sales into raving clients because you know and trust that your business changed lives. You are successful. You are able to express yourself easily, confidently, comfortably, and honestly. You are unattached to the opinions and judgments of the old self, your inner chatter, and those of others. say this: I am open to making a lot of money doing what I love. And you will. You are completely integrating the new awarenesses and insights that have been made. Your body is completely accepting and fully receiving all the healing and positive shifts that have been made. You are allowing success into your life. You are allowing success in relationships, success in family. You are allowing success in business, and you are allowing prosperity, financial success. Money is flowing to you, and you are worthy of all of it. Now, bring your awareness back to your breath. You are ever more consciously aware of being in the present moment. You are whole. You are balanced. You are connected to your heart, mind, body, and soul. And you are ready to allow more joy, more happiness, and more financial abundance, more success into your life. You are complete. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your life. The healing meditation that you just experienced is very powerful. Do not listen too often. The body needs time to balance and process. Please allow 48 hours in between listening times. If you would like to know more about healing meditations, please visit me at lisathomasenergyhealing.com.